I just feel like I'm going to die at any moment. Coming to you from Riverside, California, this is the LifeSpring One-Year Bible, formerly the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year, and it's Poetry Thursday. We'll read Job 29 and 30. I'm calling the episode Gloomy Gus. Before we read, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we read today, please show us what you want us to learn from the life of Job. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's begin. Job chapter 29. Job continued speaking. I long for the years gone by when God took care of me, when He lit up the way before me and I walked safely through the darkness. When I was in my prime, God's friendship was felt in my home. The Almighty was still with me, and my children were around me. My steps were awash in cream, and the rocks gushed olive oil for me. Those were the days when I went to the city gate and took my place among the honored leaders. The young stepped aside when they saw me, and even the aged rose in respect at my coming. The princes stood in silence and put their hands over their mouths. The highest officials of the city stood quietly, holding their tongues in respect. All who heard me praised me. All who saw me spoke well of me, for I assisted the poor in their need and the orphans who required help. I helped those without hope, and they blessed me, and I caused the widows' hearts to sing for joy. Everything I did was honest. Righteousness covered me like a robe, and I wore justice like a turban. I served as eyes for the blind and feet for the lame. I was a father to the poor and assisted strangers who needed help. I broke the jaws of godless oppressors and plucked their victims from their teeth. I thought, surely I will die surrounded by my family after a long, good life, for I am like a tree whose roots reach the water, whose branches are refreshed with the dew. New honors are constantly bestowed on me, and my strength is continually renewed. Everyone listened to my advice. They were silent as they waited for me to speak, and after I spoke, they had nothing to add, for my counsel satisfied them. They longed for me to speak as people long for rain. They drank my words like a refreshing spring rain. When they were discouraged, I smiled at them. My look of approval was precious to them. Like a chief, I told them what to do. I lived like a king among his troops and comforted those who mourned. Job chapter 30. But now I am mocked by people younger than I, by young men whose fathers are not worthy to run with my sheepdogs. A lot of good they are to me, those worn-out wretches. They're gaunt from poverty and hunger. They claw the dry ground in desolate wastelands. They pluck wild greens from among the bushes and eat from the roots of broom trees. They are driven from human society, and people shout at them as if they were thieves. So now they live in frightening ravines, in caves and among rocks. They sound like animals howling among the bushes, huddled together beneath the nettles. They are nameless fools, outcasts from society. And now they mock me with vulgar songs. They taunt me. They despise me and won't come near me, except to spit in my face. For God has cut my bowstring. He has humbled me, so they have thrown off all restraint. These outcasts oppose me to my face. They send me sprawling and lay traps in my path. They block my road and do everything they can to destroy me. They know I have no one to help me. They come at me from all directions. They jump on me when I'm down. I live in terror now. My honor has blown away in the wind, and my prosperity has vanished like a cloud. And now my life seeps away. Depression haunts my days. At night, my bones are filled with pain, which gnaws at me relentlessly. With a strong hand, God grabs my shirt. He grips me by the collar of my coat. He has thrown me into the mud. I'm nothing more than dust and ashes. I cry to you, O God, but you don't answer. I stand before you, but you don't even look. You have become cruel toward me. You use your power to persecute me. You throw me into the whirlwind and destroy me in the storm. And I know you're sending me to my death, the destination of all who live. Surely no one would turn against the needy when they cry for help in their trouble. Did I not weep for those in trouble? Was I not deeply grieved for the needy? So I looked for good, but evil came instead. I waited for the light, but darkness fell. My heart is troubled and restless. Days of suffering torment me. I walk in gloom without sunlight. I stand in the public square and cry for help. Instead, I am considered a brother to jackals and a companion to owls. My skin has turned dark, and my bones burn with fever. My harp plays sad music, and my flute accompanies those who weep.
Doesn't your heart just really go out to Job? My goodness, the poor guy remembers what life was like before his afflictions came, and he speaks of the horrible physical, emotional, and spiritual pain he's in. How could anybody not feel bad for him? Speaking of his pain, I've never experienced anything near the physical pain that Job suffered, but I have gone through a few excruciating episodes. I have a back that every once in a while decides to just lay me out. The pain can be so bad that I can't even stand up without help. And I've had bouts with kidney stones, and oh my goodness, talk about excruciating. Have you ever had them? Oh man. The first time it happened to me, I didn't know what was going on. I thought I was dying. I went to the ER, and of course they knew right away what was going on, and they gave me a shot of morphine. Now, I'm not a drug user, so you'd think that morphine would have an effect on me, right? Nope, not with this pain. It didn't do a thing. So they gave me another hit. After a few minutes, the pain went down maybe from a 10 to a 7, but they weren't willing to give me any more, so a 7 was as good as it got for a long time. And then a few years ago, I broke my ankle and tore some ligaments in my knee in a motorcycle accident. I was laid up for more than 3 months, and it took much longer than that to regain my mobility. Now, I tell you all this to say that when I'm in really bad pain, I've learned that my personality has a tendency to shift just a bit. Instead of the nice guy that you've come to know and love here on the show, I can get, shall we say, snippy. And my normally sunny disposition changes to gloom. I just feel like I'm going to die at any moment. I'm a terrible patient. So given what Job was experiencing, I don't think we can really hold it against him when, with his seemingly feeling sorry for himself. I know what that feels like. It just really sounds like Job has come to the end of his rope, doesn't it? Let's cut him some slack.
Over the next few chapters, we'll hear from Elihu, the last of Job's friends that came to visit him. And then it'll be God's turn. And what he says to Job is one of my favorite parts of the Bible. So tell me what you think. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511 or go to comment.lifespringmedia.com or shoot me an email at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow is Prophecy Friday, and we'll read Jeremiah 12 through 16. This is not an advertiser-supported show, and that's a conscious decision on my part. Years ago, I did accept advertisers, and it turned out to be, shall we say, less than ideal. Yeah, sure, I made good money from it, but it wasn't long before one advertiser in particular ran some of their ads on TV that were, shall we say, racy, provocative, suggestive. So I didn't want to be identified with them, obviously. I immediately fired them as advertisers, and it did cost me a lot of revenue to do that, but it was something that I just felt I had to do. Well, that's one reason for not having ads, and another reason is that these days advertisers are afraid to be identified with shows that might raise the ire of activist groups. They don't want to be canceled. And of course, those same groups go after advertisers who advertise on programs that disagree with their worldviews. And to avoid that, the advertisers try to influence the program or show to change their message or to be more acceptable, or the word they're using now is brand safe. Well, obviously, I'm not going to try to be brand safe if that means I have to water down the message of the gospel. So I decided, no advertisers here. And that's where value for value comes in. If you think the reading of God's Word should be independent of outside influences, then I need your support in the form of time, talent, or treasure. The beautiful part is you decide which of those you can donate and how much. I'm happy with anything. Pray about it. Ask the Lord what He would have you do. Some people have time, some have talent, some have treasure. Some have a combination of those. If the Lord leads you to give financially, go here.
LifespringMedia.com/support.
Howie did that and came in with a $100 donation yesterday, making him today's associate producer. Thank you, Howie. God bless you. I appreciate you. And a couple of days ago, Jason Pascal, and Jason, I hope I'm saying that right. If I'm not, please let me know. Anyway, he raised his hand to donate some time and talent to join the team to help with the show art. Thank you, Jason. That's very cool. Thank you. God bless you. Now, I still need someone to help with the newsletter. Who will raise their hand? I'm looking for somebody who preferably has some experience in writing and publishing newsletter, and a bonus would be some knowledge of MailChimp. I know there's someone in the LifeSpring family with these skills. Am I talking to you? Would you be willing to donate some of that talent and a bit of time for the value that you receive from the show? I would be so thankful. If you'd be willing, send an email to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com and in the subject line put, "I'm raising my hand." I'll be watching my inbox. Beloved, our next time for sharing praises and prayer requests will be Sunday. Let me know what God is doing in your life or how the LifeSpring family can pray for you. I will, of course, pray for you in my private prayer time, and we'll pray together on the show. Go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. I would love to hear from you, beloved. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at 951-732-8511 or go to comment.lifespringmedia.com or send an email at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Let me know you're out there. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself or just say hi. My thanks to the team. Kirsty, Denise, Michael Hainer, Scott Snyder, and Jason Pascal. You guys have no idea how thankful I am for you. God bless you. Until tomorrow when we meet again, let me say that I'm thankful for you too. May God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
Chapters, transcripts, images, links, stream micropayments to the podcast, and send Satoshis in real time over the Lightning Network using a compatible Podcasting 2.0 app. Just go to newpodcastapps.com. That's newpodcastapps.com. And for more info, go to podcastindex.org. Boost!
The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.